We're going to move away from talk of piracy, though, for today's Everyday Xhosa lesson with Xinkile Mtlulwa, who is with us on the line with a very newsworthy term to discuss with us today. Good morning to you.
Morning, Pippa. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so today we are dealing with the isiXhosa word for twins, and we've got twins five times over, apparently. We're not quite sure if they actually exist or not.
So, yes, 100%, Pippa. The word for today, the Xhosa word for today is amawele.
Amawele.
Amawele means amawele. Yeah. It means twins. Amawele is spelled A-M-A-W-E-L-E. And then, the singular is iwele, which is one of twins, you know.
Okay.
So, can you remember the first time you saw twins?
I do, actually. There was a set of twins in my primary school class in Port Elizabeth, the first time I'd ever encountered it. They weren't absolutely identical, but I remember being very jealous that these sisters had such a tight bond and somebody to go home and do their homework with and share everything with.
Yeah, I think I must have been about 3 or 4 years old when I first encountered twins.
Yeah.
I think it was in nursery school or something, and I was freaked out.
Really?
And fascinated at the same time. Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I lost count of how many double takes I did, you know, the day I first met them.
I mean, they must have been very identical twins.
Pardon?
One set.
Yeah, two boys. And then after a while, I thought, wow. How cool, two of the same person, you know. And then later on, I think I was being about 7 or 8, we moved to a new area. And I met a pair of unidentical twins, but they were always dressed the same, you know, the sisters. So I figured, okay, the word twins also meant people who were dressed, you know, always dressed the same. And I also noticed pretty early on that amawele usually had similar names, you know, in Xhosa culture, you know. You know, it'll be Sipho and Sipiwe, for example.
Okay.
Or Nokuzola and Zolile if they're a boy or a girl. And I don't know whether that's also like in the twins parenting manual, you know, along with dressing the same, whatever. But the reason why the word is a big story this week is that there's this story that came out on Monday night about, you know, 10 babies. Who were born allegedly to a lady in Gauteng. And why the word amawele applies is that isiXhosa makes no distinction between twins, triplets, quadruplets, or decuplets. You know what I mean? So if it's 10 kind of, you know, babies, it's amawele alishumi, basically 10 twins.
Okay.
You know, if you translate it directly. And, I say these babies were born allegedly on Monday night because, I mean, nobody's seen these babies,
you know,
apart from the few people who say they've seen these babies. Not the provincial government, not the health department, not any registered doctor or hospital, not the Guinness Book of Records, not the FBI, not the CIA. It's insane. Like, the story's even made it onto CNN. I don't know if you've seen BBC, the New York Post. I even saw, it's on the Indian Express. Blah, blah, blah. It's just gone crazy. But bottom line is we want to see these 10 babies.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Until we actually see visual proof, we kind of suspend your disbelief. So,
I was going to say, sorry, I'm listening to Pippa.
No, carry on and then I'll ask a question after you've finished your comment.
No, I was going to say, like, the whole nation, and I think even the whole world is curious. We want to see these 10 babies. Doesn't happen every day. So I was thinking maybe we should start a new game called Where's Amawele?
The Amawele Alishumi. What I'm intrigued to know is if as you've mentioned, the naming is so important and the similarity of names. How do you come up with 10 similar names to call all those babies if they do exist?
Well, yeah, it's a challenge. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be the parents or whoever is tasked with naming these 10 babies because they've got to, obviously, you know, I think they've got to get their thesauruses or whatever out.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was 7 boys and 3 girls. Maybe they should just pick one name and find 10 different languages versions of that name to use for the children.
Yeah, and look, there's 11 languages, official languages in the country. So, yeah, they have a spare. They have one
there's
language.
There's our solution. Okay. Clearly, let's so again to recap. The word of the day is amawele, which is amawele, for twins and only twins. And if it's more than that, you've got to qualify amawele with a number afterwards.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
So amawele twins.
Okay, or in the case of the mystery, do they or don't they exist? Amawele alishumi. We will hold our breath.
Okay. 10 twins.
Thank you so much for the lesson this morning. Have a wonderful day.